Phone Boy Speaks, episode 420, Smell ID.
Did I really just say smell ID? Yeah, I did say smell ID. Some researchers in Madrid are actively looking at your body scent to try and determine if they can use that as a form of ID. And they've managed to get it up to about 85%, where you know that your smell over time really doesn't change all that much. And so they're able to, you know, I guess take a whiff of your BO or whatever and identify, oh yeah, that's his BO, you know, or that's her BO or whatever. I'd be interested to see what the false negative and false positive rates are. False negative means that it thinks you're not in the system when you are, and false positive is that it identifies you as somebody else. So it'd be interesting to see what those rates are. But, you know, this unfortunately doesn't solve the whole problem with using any form of biometrics as authentication, is that if somebody figures out how to replicate the biometric data that you're using, then you're screwed, right? One of the problems with fingerprints, for instance, is that it's relatively easy to fake out the fingerprint scanner, including the newfangled one that Apple put on their iPhone 5S. So if that's your only mechanism for entry, then you're screwed, because you can't change anything about you that's biometric, at least not easily. If somebody compromises your credential, you're screwed. You have to become a different person, which isn't going to happen overnight. I think with anything biometric, right, that's just one form of authentication, right? You have to have a second factor, multiple factors. Usually what we talk about in information security is, something you have and something you know, and that's usually better than just one by itself. So maybe you are, you do biometrics plus, and some sort of, PIN or whatever, right? Or something that you know, which is, again, not impossible to get out of somebody, but, we come up with these elaborate systems, and really, what ends up breaking them is the human element of the most simple thing, right? It's like that XKCD comic that says, you build this really complex crypto system, and theoretically it keeps the bad guys out, but really what gets what breaks the crypto system is beating the password out of the person who has the laptop with a $5 wrench, right? So that's that pretty much sums it up right there. So they're going to be looking at all this stuff, and I'm sure somebody's going to roll it out, but it's not going to change the state of things all that much.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.